Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NCMMA Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of NCMMA Radio. This is your host, Tyson Roush. You can follow this show, ncmmaradio.com, also on Instagram and Twitter, ncmma_radio. Also, check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrand.com. Phenomenal apparel to wear. So check it out, their store. Got a lot of things to offer. In this episode, we're interviewing Jair Sanchez, an amateur fighter at NCMMA. Known him a long time. The kid's come a long way, so he's an exciting fighter. He's fighting this weekend, August 26th at I Play America. And here is our interview. All right, talking with Jair Sanchez, Ring of Combat 25, I Play America. Jair, it's Tyson. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Feeling good. Getting ready to head out a little bit, go for a light swim, get the day started.
How's your camping going, man? I know we see you. You're working pretty hard, man. Have you changed anything up as opposed to prior camps?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm coming off my very first loss in MMA. It hit me pretty hard, and, you know, I'm not one to make excuses, but I looked at what I did wrong and things that I've been constantly doing wrong. So I made the adjustments, and, you know, come this Saturday, you're not going to see me on my back, that's for sure. So I'm definitely going to keep this fight standing on my feet and going to get this knockout, that's for sure.
Now, do you watch a lot of tape on yourself and of other fighters?
I watch more tape mostly on myself because I'm not a perfect fighter. So I try to find the flaws that I have in my own game to perfect it. Because honestly, I really believe in my heart that there's nobody at this weight class that can stand with me at all. There's nobody. So for me to try to just pick apart my own game and just perfect that even more, it's just how I go about it. There's just no one I see that can really stop me.
And you had the benefit of training with some great fighters, Nick Catone, man, the amateur guys, and you get a chance to, you know, watch all these pro guys. How much does that help you?
It's been great. You know, I got guys like, you know, Paul, Cole, Santo, you know, I got Ricky, you know, as a partner and as a mentor as well. You know, you see how all these guys strive, you know, to where they want to be, and, you know, it just motivates me as more, you know what I mean? So it's great. You know, you can't beat what we have over at Nick Catone MMA.
And how much does it help to have guys like Frankie Edgar and Marlon Edson and all these guys that are Shorty? How much does that help you just to watch them train and prepare and spar?
Oh, it's great. You know, I pick their minds every once in a while about little things here and there, but it, you know, it's great to see because they're at the level where I want to be at. But I always tell myself, you know, I mean, Frankie and all of them, they're great fighters and everything. I look up to them, but I always see myself as like, I don't want to be like them. I want to be better. So I see their work ethic and what they're doing to be at that level. I gotta put in twice the work.
Yeah, fair enough, man. And how important are the coaches throughout this? I mean, you mentioned, you know, you got Shorty, you got Nick Catone, you got Corey Anderson, all these guys. How much did they help you?
All the coaches are great. You know, I mean, you know, it's sad to say what's going on with Nick right now. You know, heart's out to him. So he hasn't really been, you know, too much with him. But, you know, I don't take anything away from him. I mean, I want the guy to take all the time he needs. But that's where my other coaches come in handy, like Corey Anderson, Sean Santella, everybody else. You know, they help keep me sharp, and they give me all these little things to help me improve day by day. Right, Nick's a great guy. He's always there for me and all that. But at the end of the day, I got more than one coach, so they all help me. They all help me out. Frank Savannah has been there for me. Everybody.
Now, do you take time to watch like other MMA fighters, like in other organizations, like either like Ring of Combat or UFC or Bellator or Glory, just to try to learn things from them, just like on TV or wherever else?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I watched a ton of tape, try to implement their game, their style into my own. You know, I don't take anything away from myself as well, but I definitely do watch, you know, a lot of fights, you know, Frankie's fights, some Dominic Cruz's videos, Mike Tyson. You know, I try to put everything I try to take all different styles and put them into my own mix.
Fair enough, dude. And the one thing is, you know, you're an instructor at Nickatones with the kids. Do you have a message for all the kids, man? Because, you know, everybody comes in, they all want to fight, they all want to spar, they want to do all these things. Do you have a message for them as they get involved in mixed martial arts?
Yeah, my message would definitely be, you know, keep putting the time. That's it. You got to put in the time, and, you know, it's not going to be, it's not a sprint. You know, it's a marathon. You got to, you know, take it step by step, one day at a time. You know, it's the days that you're not, I would say my biggest thing is it's the days that you don't feel like training. To go train, you know, those are the days that are going to really count, because when you don't want to do something and then you end up doing it, you feel twice as better at the end of the day. It's just going to help you get that much better.
Yeah, and you mentioned you're coming off your first loss. What do you think is your biggest lesson learned after your first couple of fights? I mean, you know, it's like you put a lot of work in, you're surrounded by a great team, great coaches. What have you learned the most, do you think?
One thing I've learned is don't let my head get involved into it too much. You know, I kind of overthought. For my last, you know, I may have won my two fights, and I lost obviously my last one. But one thing that kept happening, I just kept getting taken down. And in my head, I would get it implanted that, like, oh, I don't want to waste the energy getting taken down. I've always been good off my back, you know, with submissions. So I was like, oh, then what the hell? Why don't I just go to my back? This camp, that hasn't happened. I've been, every time I've been shot in, I sprawl immediately. So I've got the mental reflex to, the second someone shoots in on my legs, it's not going to happen. You know, I got great wrestlers on my team, like Paul, Cole, Santo, Ricky. I got all the guys to get me ready. And come to 26, there's no way this guy's going to be able to take me down. And with my hands, like I said earlier, there's nobody in this weight class that's going to be able to stand with me.
So do you have a message for, like, all your friends, family? I know you're selling T-shirts, man. You got a lot of stuff going on. So do you have a message for all your fans, your teammates, and your coaches?
Yeah, definitely. It's the first time doing T-shirts. The first time I reached out and got some sponsors going on. I want to give a quick message out to Siding Masters Construction, Spicy Cantina on Seaside, and my barber, Northside Barbershop, Ray Perez. You know, all the guys, you know, this is my first time ever being sponsored, and they took it they took that initiative. You know, it was really great to have that love and support. Some people felt through, but it is what it is. But yeah, it's, you know, all my sponsors, everybody, my family, I appreciate all you guys. You know, a lot of them are going to come from South Jersey to come see this fight. I got my mom coming. She's never been to one of my fights. She's going to be sitting right next to the cage. So can't look bad from a mama. So I'm definitely going to put it on the show. That's for sure.
And I guess my last question for you before I let you go, man, is what is your take on Mayweather-McGregor, man? Do you think this is going to be a fight? You got a prediction for it?
For the Mayweather-McGregor, I'm honestly, after everything I've seen, and, you know, stylistically and all that, I mean, obviously Mayweather has the, you know, the advantage as far as style and experience and whatnot. But one thing that I've learned from personal experience and from, you know, watching everybody else, is that when you have a focused fighter like McGregor has been, he's been nonstop, eat, sleep, breathe, boxing, and he wants this W. So I don't know, man. I honestly, if I ever had to take a side, I would take McGregor within 5 rounds. Now, I mean, I've boxed with, obviously, amateur boxers before, and it's a totally different look, but this guy's focused, and if he can get it done within 5 rounds, I can see McGregor knocking out Mayweather.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think he's obsessed, man. He's obsessed with every aspect of this fight, which will make it interesting. And I agree, the first 4 or 5 rounds, but if it goes past that, I think he gets he'll probably get tired and he'll probably get worn out and probably get beat up a little bit. So,
yeah.
Tyler, first of all, congratulations on an excellent camp, man. I've known you a long time, and you really are training your ass off, man. It's a lot of fun to watch you fight, a lot of fun to watch you train. So, you know, on behalf of Nick and myself, best of luck, dude. And your final prediction is what?
For this fight, I'm not going to get out within the first round.
There you go, man. Jair, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tyson. I appreciate it.
Have a good night, man. Thanks.
All right, bro.
All right, and there it is, Jair Sanchez, an exciting fighter from NC MMA, big fight, August 26th. I Play America in Freehold, New Jersey. Be sure to check him out. Also, check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrand.com. Great apparel to wear. Just check it out. It's good stuff there. So you can follow this show, ncmmaradio.com, and we'll talk to you next time.